Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Visiting with Travis Waldschmidt, and he is just such a multi-talented person from right here in the DFW area. Grew up in Coppell and in the Flower Mound Highland Village area, and has now performed really all over the United States thanks to his talents in musical theater. Travis, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Yes, of course. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about your current project, Kiss Me Kate, in New York with Kelly O'Hara. This is incredible. Tell me what you're doing right now.
So, yeah, I'm in Kiss Me Kate. I'm a swing in the show, which if you don't know what a swing is, I cover all the men in the show. So I would be like a substitute teacher in a way. Like if someone was to get hurt or get sick, I have to be able to jump in and I cover seven roles in the show. So at any given moment, I have to jump in and play that role, barring an injury or illness, something like that. So yeah, my life's kind of crazy. I know every part and aspect of the show. Yeah, it's a stressful job, but I love it.
Just the other night, I saw where you got pulled into a role just, you know, not less than 30 minutes before the show went on.
Yes. So that happens sometimes. We're not called to the theater as performers until half hour before the show. So if the show's at 8 o'clock, we're called and we're meant to be there at 7:30. And if you're not there to sign in and let the management know that you're there by 7:15 at the latest, the swing has to go on or the cover has to go on. For this instance, you know, New York is kind of a tricky city. You can get stuck on a train, and 15 minutes isn't a lot of time if you're stuck in Astoria or Brooklyn. And it takes you 45 minutes to get in. So one of our actors was stuck, unable to get in, and they let us know at 15 that I was going on for the role of the stage manager, which is one of the bigger roles that I cover. He has lots of lines and scenes with Kelly O'Hara and Will Chase. And I had 15 whole minutes to put on a costume, shave, put on a microphone, and go on. So stress, to say the least.
That is amazing. What's prepared you for being a swing in a show? Seems like you would probably need to be a veteran, so to speak, to, you know, to have the professionalism to do it.
Yeah. You know, people ask me that a lot. Like, how in the world can you keep all that information in your head? And how are you able to just rise to the occasion? I think that a lot of it comes from, I grew up playing sports, and there's a team mentality to my upbringing. Like, it's not just about you, it's about the whole team. And like, if I wasn't able to rise to the occasion, I'd let the team down. So there's part of that that I've just had instilled in me from growing up. I think a lot of it also has to do with like preparation, meeting, timing. I do lots of homework on this stuff. So I go home after everyone's done a 6 to 10 rehearsal, and I still am working probably until midnight, writing out charts, going over lines. You know, when you cover seven roles, it's a lot more time demanding than it is if you're just doing the one. I also do a lot of yoga and meditation, so I can keep my heart rate in check and I can keep the stress under control with my breathing and stuff like that. So a lot of different aspects of my life have like led me to this place to where I'm able to do it. Like you said, being a veteran, it's not my first time doing it. So there's not a fear of the first time. You know, all those things combined. Also, I'm just crazy. I'm like, let's just do it. Jump in there. Throw me a costume. Throw me a line. Let's do it.
Outstanding. Now, you mentioned you were a great athlete growing up, but when did you know that, and you were also, of course, a great dancer, but when did you know, it takes a lot of commitment to decide that this is what I want to do. I want to go for this. This is a difficult life. When did you know that you were committed to that?
Yeah, it's interesting. My story is kind of like Billy Elliot in a way. Like I could have, you know, he wanted to be a boxer. I wanted to be a tennis player. You know, I was excelling in both areas. But as people find when you get into high school and college, you have to decide on a path. My decision was made because I just remember thinking, you know, when I see myself down the line, both paths are going to be hard. which one is going to be more sustainable? Which one do I have more passion for? I feel like I was good at tennis and I was very good at it, but I loved doing theater. And I'm glad I went with that choice because I think any job that you have in life is going to be hard. But if you love what you do, it makes it a little bit easier. There are days that I definitely am like, why and what did I do? Why am I an actor? Why am I a dancer? This is so crazy competitive and so difficult. But I love it and I keep working hard at it. And I think that that's what keeps me going.
That is awesome. You know, you put so much of yourself into each one of the shows you do, but you have to, you know, be ready at a moment's notice. Maybe a show closes and you've got to gather up your stuff and throw yourself into the next show. Has there ever been a show along the way that you were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is closing. I thought we were going to run for, you know, 2 or 3 years and this is going to be my life. And this just, I put so much of my work into it. And it didn't quite come to fruition the way I wanted it to.
That's a great question. And yeah, you do put a lot of yourself into your work. Unfortunately, I did have this experience where I had a show called Groundhog Day. It was a Broadway musical that I did a couple years ago. I was in the original cast. And so when you're in the original cast of something, you put a lot of yourself into it because you're in the rehearsal room with the director, the writer, the choreographer, and you throw out opinions and you say lines a certain way that changes the script and the story and you do things. So when you're an original cast member, you have a little bit more invested in the project. Groundhog Day is a brilliant movie. And everyone was like, why are they doing it? Why are they turning it into a musical? It's kind of a perfect movie. You can't gild the lily is what they kept saying. And I disagree. I think that the musical that we ended up doing really took it to another level. And it's one of the favorite projects I've ever worked on. Everyone thought it was going to be a mega hit. We got nominated for 7 Tonys. We got nominated for Best Musical that year. But it was just a season that there were 13 new Broadway shows introduced in our season, which is the most I think that has ever been in a season. And we just kind of got caught up in the busyness of the season. And our marketing wasn't able to pull us to the forefront. So we closed, unfortunately, within 6 months, which was really sad because in London, we won the Olivier Award, which is the equivalent to winning the Best Tony Award, Best Musical Tony Award. It was really well received over there. We were really well received over here, too. We just couldn't get butts in seats. So if people don't come to the show, you can't run it. But that was kind of the one that got away for me because it's probably the best show I've ever worked on. But it just wasn't commercially successful. And that happens sometimes.
Absolutely. And you've got to be, you know, proud of your work, whether or not, you know, what you say right there, the butts are in the seats. And I know you give it your all. I want to ask you about working with Kelly O'Hara. I've always romanticized her just a little bit because she's from a small Oklahoma town, kind of a Kristen Chenoweth type, but from a small Oklahoma town. And it seems like she'd be the nicest person ever. But I'm not going to put words in your mouth. Tell me about Kelly O'Hara.
What can you say about Kelly O'Hara? She is a dream, and she is one of the nicest people I've ever worked with. So here's a great example. The last person I actually saw right before I got thrown on stage at 15 was her. We were behind the drop and about to go on, and she was like, come over here, come over here. And she gave me a big hug, and she said, I have so much faith that this is going to go so well for you. That coming from her, I was just like, okay, you're right, Kelly. I can do this. It's going to be great. I went on. You know, the first scene, I open the door and it's just me and her out there and we're talking and she's looking me dead in the eye and giving me all the confidence in the world. You don't get that from everybody. And her support and care and love of the cast is amazing. She is an Oklahoma girl. She had her family come up and do this amazing barbecue for us between shows. I literally cannot say anything bad about her. She's incredible. And she has a voice of an angel. It's unreal.
Oh, she certainly does. Give us some advice for kids that are coming up. We've got a lot of great young talent in Dallas-Fort Worth, theater students,
absolutely,
music students, and they will be where you are someday. But what is it going to take for them to get there? What would you say to some of those kids?
It takes a lot of hard work. I would say don't get ahead of yourself. Study, study, study. You can never have studied too much. Be an ambassador of the world. Learn everything. Be curious. I did an interview once and they were like, you know, what is something that you've learned when you moved to New York? And like, kind of like the question you were asking is to stay curious. And always be a student of the world, because if you're going to be portraying people and you're going to be portraying culture, You have to be worldly and you have to be open to all types. And I think right now there's a lack of curiosity with a lot of things, like in education and stuff like that. If you stay curious and you want to learn, just to keep that going, you can never study enough. And then when you come here, just to be resilient, it's a very hard start to the city because you don't know anyone. It's kind of a cold city. I love it now that I have such a great network of people here, but in the first, you know, year that you're here, you're going to have to be building that network. So it's a little bit hard. So you just have to stay resilient. So continue to study, be resilient, do the work, and let your own individual flame burn so bright, because when someone's looking for you, they're going to find you. Don't try to be other people, you know, really be a true authentic self. And when that flame or that authentic self is needed here in the city, they're going to cast you, and then you're going to be special and you're going to be the next Kelly O'Hara. You know, she came from Oklahoma. She did it. Look at her now. And she stayed that way, and she's still, I love her so much.
That is awesome. And that can be applicable not only to your kind of performance industry, but
right,
any industry where, you know,
be
true to ourselves. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And finally, I want to let you, hey, give us a pitch. If somebody's going up to New York in the next couple weeks or couple months, give us a pitch. Why should we try to find tickets to your show?
Kiss Me Kate's incredible. I had never seen it. I'd never seen the movie. I came in with a fresh take on it. The show's hilarious. They're amazing at dancing. Warren Carlyle turned it out. The dancing is incredible. It's the biggest Broadway spectacular that you can come see. It's a family-friendly, big blockbuster Broadway musical, and it's hilarious. Kelly is astoundingly amazing in it. Will Chase is also hysterical and brilliant in the role. I can't say the nicest things. The cast is incredible. Come see us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.